The number of people who die from drug overdoses in Philadelphia continues to climb year over year. Especially concerning are the rising fatalities in Black and Brown communities. City workers are trying a new approach, going door to door in hotspot neighborhoods to deliver tools like Narcan and fentanyl test strips directly into people's hands. WHYY's Nicole Leonard went out with canvassers in North Philly and has this report.
All right, if I can have everybody's attention real quick.
We're in the parking lot of a Dunkin' Donuts and Cousins supermarket on North 5th Street. This is today's meetup spot for the Philly Counts outreach canvassers, who are all dressed in royal blue.
So team one, who's team one? Andre? Okay, awesome.
We split off and head toward a block of houses and businesses in the neighborhood of Franklinville. Outreach worker Marcella Eli knocks on a door right next to a busy auto body shop.
Hello, sir. How you doing today? Okay, hold on 2 seconds. My name is Marcella. I'm working with the city. We're just trying to. You heard about the overdose that's going around in the neighborhood, right?
Eli hands over booklets and flyers on overdose prevention and addiction treatment resources. She holds up a box of Narcan, the opioid overdose reversal medication.
So basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to get this in everybody's household. Have you ever heard of this before?
Everyone who answers the door today will be offered local resource guides, fentanyl test strips, and Narcan. The canvassing project aims to reach more than 100,000 doors in overdose hotspots across Philadelphia. These are areas with rapidly rising rates of overdose deaths outside of the Kensington and Allegheny neighborhoods. Eli says the overdose data is surprising to some people, including a resident she recently spoke with.
So he was like, you should be in K&A, and I was letting him know, like, no, this is here. Yeah. This is why we here. It's right. Not just Kensington and Allegheny. It's around. It's just people be quiet about it because they don't want you to know how their family members died. Yeah. So it's really out here, and people need to be aware of that.
A record 1,413 people died in Philly last year from drug overdoses, according to city data. Fatal overdoses were up 20% among Black residents from the year before, with many happening in private residences behind closed doors. Kaylee McLeod of the city's Opioid Response Unit says historically, Black and Brown people who use drugs have suffered disproportionate rates of arrests, incarceration, and child welfare charges.
Because of that, it's very clear why Black or Brown people might be hesitant to raise their hand and say, I'm a person who uses drugs. I need these resources.
McLeod says this door-to-door canvassing approach aims to cut through the stigma and shame that can come with someone openly sharing their struggle with substance use.
We want to be able to hold people's privacy and also make sure that we can save their lives, right? You shouldn't have to identify publicly as a person who uses drugs in order to not die.
Canvasser Mitchell Bormack says overall, people are pretty receptive to what he has to say and the materials he's handing out.
One woman I spoke to yesterday said, oh man, I wish you'd been here like a week ago because I would have given this stuff to my neighbor across the street who just OD'd and died.
On this sunny day, Bormack comes across Catherine Camacho as she puts away a bag in her garage. She gladly takes the resource guides and fentanyl test strips and says she'll keep the Narcan on her in case she ever has to use it on someone who's overdosing. Camacho even agrees to get additional training from the city to become a trusted messenger, someone who can continue to spread awareness and information in her community.
You never know too much. And, you know, God's putting these people to help at these times that are the worst times that we're seeing. And, you know, and it's so sad that kids got to see this growing up. And as adults, you know, we have family members that see this and it's a battle.
There's no official end date to the canvassing project. City officials say the work will continue for as long as it takes to reach as many doors and people as they can. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.